Troops from the early 70s. 1211 at WHAS. This is Joe Donovan. Good morning. Welcome again to the All Night Show and our hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s all night till 5 o'clock in the morning. Takes you all the way through till a new day. Of course, officially, it is a new day by 11 minutes now. We're into Thursday and 20 days into February in this short month. Only 8 days left in this month now. 51 degrees. I guess it was about this temperature. No, it was warmerness yesterday morning this time. Going to be kind of a changing weather pattern for a couple of days here with a 40% chance of rain today, mid-60s, and a good chance of thunder showers tonight, 55, and Friday, showers, thunderstorms. It's still warm, and then morning flurries possible on Saturday, near 40. Even this hour this morning, there's a tornado watch or two out for parts of Texas, western Texas. A lot of rain down there and into Oklahoma. It's on over into Arkansas, and that's moving northeast. So that's what will power our system here, the showers today and the chance of thunderstorms by Thursday night. But this morning should be a quiet night. It's just north wind at 9 and kind of cool out, but a nice morning. Welcome to our show. Got a lot of things to give away again this morning, a lot of nice prizes and songs you asked for on the show yesterday, and we'll take some requests in a while, see what you want to hear tomorrow.
Joe Donovan, a friend you can depend on,
1975, 1215 on the All Night Show, and this is a request show, as you know. People call in requests all night. Once in a while, you come up with something that I really should know, but for some reason, I draw a blank, and that'll be the case here. Lawrence, hi.
Hi, Joe. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. You got a acapella song in mind.
Right.
That you remember a line from it, but you're not sure when it was popular.
I couldn't tell you to save my life.
This is one that you've all sung for some time?
I'm sorry?
You've been singing. You know some of the words to it.
Right, I know some of the words to it, right.
Like what is it?
Well, it's men singing, and there's a little instrumental, but it's mostly a cappella, and they're singing a verse, and they sing about Catch Me If You Can. And then they hum a little bit, and it's Catch Me If You Can, da-da-da. I'm a little too bashful to sing it for you.
Is it slow or upbeat?
It's got a rhythm. Got a real good rhythm to it. A snap your fingers kind of rhythm to it.
Catch Me If You Can. Why is it in the back of my mind, but it's not coming forward yet? Catch Me If You Can. Okay, male a cappella.
Right.
Oh,
maybe a little instrumental.
Oh, it's in the back of my mind. Let me try something here, Lawrence. Hi, WHAS.
Can I please have a song for tomorrow?
Yeah. I thought maybe you had an answer for us. What you want to hear?
What do you want to answer for the question?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I would like to hear Bless You by Tony Orlando and Don.
All right, I'll see if I can get it for you. Let's see if we... Lawrence, are you still there? Lawrence, are you there? All right. Hello, Lawrence. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. Bear with me here once more.
Okay.
WHAS, hi.
Good morning. It's not Dave Clark 5, is it? For the snapping of the finger, he will come again and catch us if you can.
That's it.
Oh, that's not a cappella, though. Yeah,
no.
Okay. Dave Clark 5. All right, thanks for your help. Okay,
that's
Lawrence.
That's the man.
That's the one, huh?
Dave Clark 5. When was that, Joe?
65.
Oh, my God. Great. Well, I appreciate that.
The man said it's a cappella, so I didn't think that was it. But
can you give it a spin?
We take requests a day in advance.
Okay, well.
I'd have to get it during this time tomorrow.
The Dave Clark 5.
Yeah, 1965.
Great.
Catch us if you can.
Thanks for the help.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Huh. Makes me look like a fool, doesn't it? Well, I thought of that one, his first one, but a cappella? No. Anyway, that's the song, that's the idea. Catch us if you can. Huge hit for the Dave Clark 5 in 1965. Thanks for your help. 1218, I'll put that down on the request list for tomorrow morning. The African American Theater Program and Company will be having a free jam festival to promote their program at the University of Louisville, February 21st. That's tomorrow at the Red Barn, 6 p.m. until midnight. You're invited to come ready to learn more about the African American culture, heritage, and Afrocentric performances. It's coming up the 21st, Red Barn, from 6 p.m. until 12 midnight. Here's Boss Gags from 1980. It on to me, Boss Gags. That's from Urban Cowboy back about to 1980. And again, off the request line from yesterday's 1223 at WHAS. I'm on a Derby Pie for somebody this morning. Let's begin with this. Get your Derby Pie from Chaser of Kentucky. It's redeemable at any of their locations. They have two of them, Philly Square, Middletown, and Mall St. Matthew. Fried everybody loves. Get your Derby Pie. All you have to do is call the win. No trivia questions yet. I didn't think over here on my left. We'll use those for later. But right now, a random caller wins. If you haven't won in 60 days, get your Derby Pie, 571-8484.
The Texas Transportation Institute at Texas A&M says Louisville is the nation's 38th most congested city.
That's why I'm up here. I'm Mark Travis, Skywatch 84 WHAS, with Kentucky on his only helicopter traffic report every 10 minutes in morning and afternoon rush hour. Our copter can go lower for a more accurate look, hover over a trouble spot, and fly in weather when planes can't.
Always use Bank One Skywatch 84 in the nation's 38th most congested city.
84 WHAS.
Hi, this is Fred Wishy with some unmistakable signs of spring. Of course, the first robin is the traditional sign that winter is over. The crocus, they're known to herald the start of spring, but the surest sign that spring is almost upon us is my annual Lawn and Garden Expo downtown at the Commonwealth Convention Center. This year, along with the beautiful landscape gardens and all the equipment and gardening tools on display, the Expo will feature seminars from some of the area's leading experts. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture will be on hand with special outdoor cooking demonstrations by renowned local chefs. Oh, and something I'm especially excited about this year is the Orchid Forest, a stunning presentation of some of the most gorgeous and exotic flowers you've ever seen. And, of course, you can stroll through the booths and exhibits to get great ideas for your own spring planting. And take it from me, if it's time for my Lawn and Garden Expo, can spring be far behind?
Celebrate spring at Fred Wishy's Lawn and Garden Expo, February 27th through March 2nd at the Commonwealth Convention Center downtown.
Do you love the look of blinds that coordinate with your wallpaper and furniture? If you think custom blinds cost a fortune, you need to see the folks at Vertical Decor and More Blind Factory. They can mix and match, do different designs, just about anything you want for a lot less than most places. They can offer low prices because all their vertical blinds are manufactured on-site. They'll come to your home, measure, manufacture, and install for one price. Or they offer cash and carry. You can get verticals in just about any color or fabric insert. They can customize blinds to fit your needs, such as opening from the side or the center, all at no extra charge. And Vertical Decor and More provides the highest quality headrail, which is the part that gets the most wear and tear. They also carry wood blinds and mini blinds in great colors and designs. Vertical Decor and More can offer faster turnaround too. If part of your verticals are ever damaged, they can be replaced without replacing the entire blind. Call Vertical Decor and More for a free in-home estimate at 282-1752 or stop by 533 East 10th Street in Jeffersonville. Vertical Decor gives you more for a lot less.
Well, I have a winner on the Derby Pie. Thanks. And we'll get one to you. Get your Derby Pie from A Taste of Kentucky. WHAS Storm Team weather. Taste of spring weather is coming in here very soon. Overnight, 43 degrees cooler, and then cloudy Thursday today. Mild, a 40% chance of showers, high of 66, so a very mild day. Then tonight, breezy, mild, thunderstorms likely, 60% chance, 55. Thunderstorms likely Friday, high of 65 degrees, and then down to 40 and maybe some flurries Saturday in here. North wind at 9, 93 humidity. It is cloudy in Louisville now, and it's 51 degrees. New Colony 6, one of your favorite groups from the late 60s, 1969. Seven 12:32 after hours, and Joe Donovan all night from WHAS. Let's go ahead and see what you want to hear tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday already, and this is a request show. We take requests a day in advance. Songs you're hearing this morning were called in yesterday, and those you call in this morning I'll play on the show during this time tomorrow. Hits of the 1950s or 60s or 70s or 80s, from Catch Us If You Can to Six Nights a Week, the Crest to the 70s and 80s, or whatever you like, the major hits and the minor hits. We get them all on this show. Got 18 or 19,000 old 45s that we bring in and share with you from time. I can only bring 60 or 70 in per night, but that covers our 5 hours, and that's dictated by what you call in and ask for. So songs you want to hear, let me know. Phone's open for you now. Request line 571-8484 in Louisville, 571-8484. Long distance, 1-800-444-8484.
Checkerboard label, a real Louisville tradition for great chili taste. Oh, and here comes another Louisville tradition, Fred Wishy.
What? Oh, Mr. Wishy, what's your idea of a Louisville tradition?
Well, Blamer's chili.
I have got to check out this Blamer chili.
Absolutely. Blamer is a 70-year Louisville tradition, and that includes Blamer chili powder and Blamer shredded beef and pork.
So there you have it. Fred Wishy says for the best chili in Louisville,
Dates Brothers Travel Plazas. They're your exit to excellence. It's the 84 WHJ has Broadway Chevrolet Pony Church. He travels the roads in peak hours.
Remember that one out of your rock and roll diary, Black Slacks, Joe Bennett's Sparkle Tones, 1957. 17 till 1 o'clock at WHUS. Name it and claim it. Round one comes up next hour. Give you a chance to win a cassette copy of any song that they were playing in this show.
Love letters straight from your heart.
Well, if you don't know the song, the voice, you should know the song anyway. And if not that, do you know her face? I think Kenny Lester. She was in Daytime, what was the Days of Our Lives, and also some appearances in Little House on the Prairie some years ago. Had a major hit with this, top 10. Love Letters. This was 1962 remake of an old song from back in the 40s. 14 to 1, the all-night show here with Joe Donovan, your jukebox on a radio after midnight till 5 in the morning. And Odd and Obscure, of course, comes up at 3 o'clock, the O&O hour, middle of the morning, with nothing but Odd and Obscure hits. A lot of those. We sprinkle them in along the way here as we cover the other 4 hours of the night, too. Other songs you asked for yesterday. Marianne Faithful, here's Summer Nights. Today, cloudy, mild, 40% chance of rain, and pretty good chance of thunderstorms coming tonight, low 55, and Friday, 65 degrees, clouds and thunderstorms, and maybe some flurries here Saturday morning. North wind at 9, Louisville, cloudy, now it's 51 degrees.
Hey, this is Terry Miner, WHAS's Men's Best Announcer and Junior Achievement Graduate. Every year, students in Kentucky from kindergarten through high school are taking part in classes that aren't taught by professionally trained teachers. They're taught by engineers, firefighters, retailers, people from every walk of life, every occupation. And the lessons these folks bring into the classroom are important, like reading and writing and all the other things that show up on a report card. These are Junior Achievement Volunteers. They believe young people should have the chance to learn business concepts that will prepare them for a job someday. How businesses work, what profit is, how to manage money. In short, Junior Achievement Volunteers help these young people become workforce ready. They show them the future is something to be excited about with unlimited opportunities to succeed. Support Junior Achievement Volunteers. Even become one. For information now, call the Junior Achievement office at 425-8833. Find out about how you can enrich young lives and your own as well. Call JA at 425-8833.
Hey, Wildcat fans, you got your new UK collector pin yet? You can pick them up at participating Kroger's, McAlpin's, Citgo, Pilot, and River City Bank locations. Show your support of the Kaywood Ledford Scholarship Fund and register to win one of these great prizes. From Forever Resorts, a week houseboat rental. From Ski Butler, a ski weekend. Kroger gift certificate. A McAlpin's shopping spree. From River City Bank, savings bond. And from Stapleton Billiards, a custom pool table. Show your support. Get yours today. Prizes are awarded weekly. Grand prize drawing week of March 7th.
10 till 1 with the Donovan after midnight. Hits you asked for last night from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Jay, the Techniques. Keep the ball rolling. Jay and the Techniques.
We've got three for you.
Was pretty funky, last come to think of it. Last time I was down there, it's been a number of years, but Funky Nassau, beginning of the end from 1971. 4 till 1 o'clock at WHES. Get your requests in. Quite a batch of them called in already, and as usual, they span all the years, the 70s and the 80s and the 50s and 60s. The only requirement is that a song that made the pop charts, made the pop popular music charts in America since rock and roll way back in that era. It doesn't have to be a rock song, but something that made the pop music charts in the 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s out of the top 100. And that includes all kinds of music. That umbrella is very broad. It covers all that pop music over the years. 571-8484, 800-444-8484. Here's Ms. Collins.
I scream castles in the air. Indiana's new weather and traffic station.
84 WHAS.
New on the hour. From ABC News, I'm Bob Hart. Looks like murder most foul in a home near Tampa, Florida. Police answering a domestic disturbance call tonight spotted the naked body of a woman on the floor. The guy who answered the door was covered with blood. This neighbor spotted him earlier after hearing a commotion and looking in a window.
He was hunched over her. I seen blood or something maybe on her legs. And she was making strangling sounds, like gurgling like.
The man arrested is Lawrence Singleton. He did 8 years in a California prison for raping and cutting a teenage girl. Tonight he was heard to say, "They framed me the first time, but this time I did it." A revolution's coming in blood transfusions. Scientists have learned how to change any type of blood into type O, the kind anyone can get. Dr. Mark Popofsky of the American Red Cross says that'll save money and lives.
It has a major impact on just the economics of blood delivery as well as patient care.
This blood type changing could be available within a year and could eliminate a lot of the testing hospitals now do to determine a patient's blood type. A new phone number to remember, 311. ABC's John Bascom says the feds have designated that for non-emergency help calls to police.
Millions of people call 911 every year, but it's not always a real emergency, and it ties up that line when there could be a real life and death situation. The president asked for an alternative helpline to be set up, and soon it will be. It'll be 311. It should help relieve the congestion. In Los Angeles alone, 2 years ago, more than 300,000 people tried but couldn't get through to 911. So soon, if you want to report noisy neighbors or report that your cat is in a tree, the number to call for a non-emergency is 311. John Bascom, ABC News, Washington.
Indiana has become the 22nd state to sue the big tobacco companies. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's say you're walking home from a restaurant and some guys stick a gun in your back. They want your money. They're not going to take their dates out to a nicer restaurant on your money. No, they want the money to buy drugs. And you know what's really disgusting about the whole deal? You give them your money, you give them what they want, and as a way of saying thanks, they hit you or stab you or shoot you. All for drugs. I mean, your life has no value once you've handed over your valuables. It just seems like there's something terribly wrong when human life doesn't matter because it has no street value. But we don't have to live like this. Together we can change things. Together we can get drugs off our streets and make our neighborhoods safe to walk in again. But if we sit on our hands and do nothing, nothing will change. So call 1-800-544-5011 and find out what you can do to help in your neighborhood. Because together, we can get things straightened out around here. Call 1-800-544-5011. A call to action from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
You know you've made it when the people of the world's most populous nation call you their paramount leader. And now that he's died, there's another sign that China's Deng Xiaoping was number one there. China's top crematorium will use a brand new, specially ordered incinerator to burn Deng's body. So his ashes will not be mixed with those of so-called lesser men. What to expect now in China's leaders? James Lilly says no big changes for the moment.
The current group that's running China is a more mixed group, less power, less prestige, but they're probably going to carry through his legacy. Probably not as effectively as he did, but they're going to try to do the same things.
Lilly is a former U.S. ambassador to China. Suspended with pay, Roger Previs, the principal of a top-rated elementary school in Fairfield, Connecticut. He's accused of tampering with test results to inflate the scores of his third and fifth graders. At a school board meeting Wednesday night, one board member called for termination proceedings
against Mr. Roger Previs as the party responsible for the Stratfield test tampering.
That motion passed 8-1. Some parents still refuse to believe tests were tampered with at that grade school in Fairfield, Connecticut. In Dallas, an AIDS charity has pulled some ads it placed on local buses. Ads that said, prayer doesn't cure AIDS and sexual abstinence doesn't cure AIDS. Some folks took offense, claiming the ads were a slap at prayer and abstinence. This is ABC News.
What you think does matter. Get in on the big 50,000-watt conversation with Joe Elliott. 9 till midnight on Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. 84 WHAS.
At 1:05 in the morning, here's WHAS Storm Team weather from meteorologist Ken Schultz. Cloudy and cooler overnight, low near 43. Cloudy Thursday today, mild, a 40% chance of showers, high near 66. 60% chance of showers, thunderstorms. Breezy, though, tonight, 55 degrees. And for Friday showers, thunderstorms likely, high near 65 degrees. North wind at 6 now, 93% humidity. Cloudy in Louisville at 1:05, it's 50 degrees.